This is CICK News. High school plays. Do you think of high production value, revolving floors, and teenagers commanding a room of people with their gravitas, professionalism, and dedication when I say those words? Well, at Smithers Secondary, yeah, you kind of do. But this season, with the retirement of venerated drama teacher Heather Lee, it looked like the students wouldn't get an after-school drama club at all. This program has been celebrated provincially and recognized for its hands-on, zero-hierarchy approach, and due to that legacy from Miss Lee, this year, the students and some very dedicated adults put on a massively challenging show called Hadestown Teen Edition. The story of Hadestown weaves the Greek mythology tales of two pairs of lovers, young Orpheus and Eurydice, and Hades and Persephone. In this epic, we follow Orpheus to the underworld to retrieve his love from Hadestown. I sat down with two students to talk about how this happened this year and what they learned by scrapping together the cast, crew, and impressive set to make this show happen against all odds.
I am Lucia.
I'm Fiona. I played Fate One.
Very nice. And Lucia, what's your role?
I was the stage manager.
How many years have you been stage managing?
2 years.
Okay. Yeah. So this year was a little bit different. Things ran a little bit differently. Talk about the show that we saw this year.
I mean, we did an incredible show called Hadestown, and I'm surprised we pulled it off, honestly. There was a lot of, it's very vocally challenging. The acting's hard. The choreography's hard.
It's technically challenging. We had a lot of really cool set pieces, and we had some moving parts. We had a revolve. We had some fog, which wasn't actually fog. It was like water, I believe. Vapor.
And some fake fire. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool that we got to pull all that off.
Because you've been involved, you've both been involved for a long time in theater. How is this year different?
So at the beginning, we were all very scared that this wasn't going to exist. Mm-hmm. And then it started existing, and then it was kind of uncertain. And I was like, we're not going to be able to pull this off. And then Mark was like very positive and very encouraging, and he was like, we're gonna make this work. And then he basically brought everybody back. So we had Heather Lee back, we had Mike Dugan-Smith back, we brought Shelley Goble back to do costumes, and basically like every other mom and dad who's ever helped with theater. We had a smaller cast, and there was no grade eights, which is different.
Yeah, and we had some grade nines. It was originally offered as 10 to 12. And we went through, I would say we had a lot more choice in what we wanted to do this year. Normally, Heather picks the musical because it's really hard to have 60 people pick. And also, to cater something for 60 people is a lot harder. But since we were a much smaller cast, we got to pick, we narrowed it down to three musicals. And then Mark picked from there.
Did you feel like that you had more agency this year? Like you had more say this year, or...
Yeah, I would say so. And I think since we didn't have Haley Allen is normally our choreographer. Haley Allen's normally our choreographer. And since we didn't have her this year, we were really doing a lot of our blocking and choreo by ourselves.
Okay. So how was the time? How did the timeline feel this year?
I want to say it felt like we did more at the end. And I know we always feel like we plateau a bit and then everything comes together. But this year especially, it felt like the last week everything came together really quick.
As like the stage manager, it was kind of interesting because usually Heather does it all. But this time we had teams of people doing all different portions. So there was like a lot of like communication that needed to happen in between people, which worked out pretty well.
And there was a sweet moment between you on stage, and that's when she said, you got this. And that was about stage managing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing I would add. Just like how everybody really made this work. All the adults, the parents, the us, the actors, like the techies. And everyone really just like worked their hardest to get this super incredible thing done, and we did it. So I'm very proud of everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
After speaking with Lucia and Fiona, I caught Perry Rath, the Smithers Secondary art teacher, for a brief moment to celebrate these quiet, often shy students who seem to shine when on stage. How were you involved in Hadestown this year?
I helped out with painting parts of the set, so I was kind of managing the stone wall and the stone floor parts of it mostly was my thing. So, yeah, a few of us community members and artist types put in some time to help bring that atmosphere to the set, and match the vibe of the show, and it was great.
It really felt like a big community effort this year, and the sets were amazing as well. How did it feel kind of knowing that sort of the, maybe, I don't know how to say this, but like the responsibility almost felt a little more shared, right? Because it almost didn't happen to see it happen. It had this like real energy about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a distinct and kind of unique year for that. I know at the beginning of the year, when the conversation started to happen for this, a lot of students as well were doubtful of like, what's it going to look like? Because it's not quite the same as last year. You know, we're all thankful for, you know, like Nikki Skuse, who wrote this grant to try to bring money in for this for from the Witsinkwa Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's not quite the same as last year when Miss Lee was still a teacher here.
Yeah.
But people rallied, and I think a lot of the people involved right at the beginning, like in the fall, were like, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I don't know if it's going to be the same. We're going to have to really dial it back. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it didn't feel dialed back to me.
Yeah,
it was really,
not at all.
It was really emotive and declarative.
As a teacher, and when you're watching students that you know and you see their progression, what are you thinking when you see them up there just... like not only just working hard but achieving something that they put so much work into?
As a teacher, it's just always a different level of pride when I see students pouring themselves into something that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And in some cases I'll see students up there performing who in real life they're withdrawn or shy or something like that. Some people you know right off the bat, oh, these are drama kids.
Yeah.
But others are like, they're different when they're themselves. And then when they get to take on the role of a different character, they just embody that role. And that allows them to explore a different part of like their alter ego of like what they could be. And so I'm always super impressed as a teacher when I get to see it in the audience, sit in the audience and watch and see different students flourish in different ways. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.